Well, this morning we have a few guests from out of country with us. We have Pastor John Wakabi of World Healing Ministries, Kampala, Uganda. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And bringing the word to us this morning is somebody that I knew some 20 years ago. At the University of Ibadan. He's a professional colleague. He's a veterinary doctor. I'm not sure if that's his bio, but let me just put that out there. It looks like God is using the veterinary doctors to preach the gospel these days. Amen. So if you are looking for a segue to preach the gospel, maybe you need a training in veterinary medicine. Our speaker today is Dr. B.C. Afolayan, who is a missionary evangelist, international Bible teacher, and conference speaker, author, and pastor. He's the founding pastor of Glory Impact Christian Center, which is a multifaceted Christian ministry, and is also the president of B.C. Afolayan World Outreach, all based in Ogun State, Nigeria. He has, for decades, preached the gospel, the full gospel, with signs following throughout Nigeria, Africa, Asia, Europe, North and South America. He is highly sought after speaker in major churches in Nigeria, such as the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Foursquare Church, Gospel Church, and has taught in Bible schools associated with the Agape International Leadership Institute in Hungary, in Hong Kong, in Malaysia, and Taiwan. So we have a well-traveled speaker today. He is frequently invited to teach and preach in churches in Asia, Europe, and North America, where he has conducted several healing evangelical crusades, and many have testified to miraculous healings and creative miracles, radical transformation, and spiritual revivals. Dr. B.C. is very unique in his deep insights in the Word of God, and a teaching method which produces great faith in the hearers. His belief that the supernatural is not hidden, but can be clearly understood by applying biblical methods as used by Jesus Christ has earned him a place as a much sought-after teacher, especially in Asia, where he spends months yearly. And many have been blessed through his teaching conferences across the globe. His regular publication, Leaves of Healing, teaching CDs and online podcasts have been a tremendous blessing to many. His teaching messages can also be accessed on iTunes and Spreaker podcasts. He is married to Olua Busola, who is a partner in the ministry, and they are blessed with children. Praise the Lord. I like the way he put that. They are blessed with children. Because I know this for a fact. He has three children for now. The first two are 15 and 13. And the third is 1 year old. Uh-huh. So that's why he says, and they are blessed with children. Because God can do anything. Hallelujah. Put your hands together this morning as I make welcome Dr. B.C. Afolayan. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be here this morning. I want to give thanks to God for making it possible for me to be here. And I want to bless our pastor. Let's put our hands together for him. I was a bit scared when he said we are professional colleagues. He was my lecturer in the university. Amen. Yeah, he lectured physiology. I did my project in physiology. So he was my lecturer, praise God. I'm sure many of you didn't know that. He's a fantastic, great man of God. And you know, to leave such a profession and at such level, for you to be involved in the work of the Lord, it shows that God must have really called you. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for God's servant. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for giving to the Lord. The Almighty God will reward you greatly in Jesus' name. I want to thank God for our first lady, our pastor's wife. She's just so electric and very beautiful. I can understand why my pastor is looking very young. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't be around such a woman and not look young. Amen. God bless you, man. I want to appreciate all the leaders of the church. God bless you so much. And the choir is electric. You know, on Friday and this morning, my God, I had to take a shot of that. I'm going to show that when I get to my church, I'm going to tell them, you've got to be electric like this choir. Amen. God bless you so much. I love you all. My friend is here, my long, 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 long time friend. We've been friends for close to 30 years. Olamide is there in the church. You know, she's in San Antonio also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that God is going to speak a word into your life this morning. And it will bring transformation in the name of Jesus. Let us bow down our heads to pray. Choir, thank you so much. I have just 35 minutes, so I don't want to go into worship. Amen. I'm as an evangelist, I love to preach for 2 hours, 3 hours. And if you are very fortunate to preach in some of the Redeemed churches, vigils in Nigeria, I preach 4 hours. With ministration. So when I saw 35 minutes this morning, I said, wow, Lord, where do I start from? So don't let me just tempt myself by going into worship because I love singing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask this morning that you will open our eyes of understanding. We ask that you speak to us. Let no life remain the same. Lord, heal the sick. Save the sinner. Bless your people. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your Bibles with me this morning to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings and chapter 4. Hallelujah. And I'll read from verse 1 to 7. If you are there, I would love you to read with me. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. Praise the Lord. One of the things I love in the scriptures is that there is no word that is there that God didn't allow to be there on purpose. Every time you go through the scripture studying, pay particular attention to the way the words of the scriptures are written. The Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a jot nor a tittle of my word shall go without being fulfilled. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. And as a result of that, I want us to look into how God began the story in this passage that we have read. I love the way God began the story. He said, now there cried a woman. And it occurred to me that before now, there were things that the woman would have done. Maybe before now she had cried to the bank and the bank couldn't help her. Maybe before now she had cried to her relations to help her and they were not there for her. Maybe before now she had even cried to people that she felt could help her and they've all put her down and they have disappointed her. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Now she's crying to the man of God and God is ready to do something for her. I believe very strong in my heart this morning, wherever you might have cried to before, because you have stepped into the house of God. God, through his servant, is coming to meet you this morning. Oh my God, I thought I would hear an amen in the church. It seems there are only 5 people saying amen here. Can you look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor now? God is ready to meet you at the point of your need. If you believe that, shout a believing amen. Shout a better amen. Lift up your voice, shout now. My God, before now she had been disappointed. Before now she had tried all she could try, but there was no way out. But now, she came to the man of God. She cried to the man of God. Listen to me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I have prayed to God. I have sought the face of God. And I believe that this morning is somebody's morning. I believe that this morning is somebody's morning for a miracle. If you are that person, shout a believing amen. If you are that person, shout a believing amen. Hallelujah. The woman have cried before to other places, but there was no way out. And the scripture says that now she cried to the man of God. And when she cried to the man of God, you know what the man of God said? He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" Is somebody in the church this morning? What do you want me to do for you? Because you have cried to the right place. Are you still here with me? All the cries she had been crying before were cries to the wrong place. But now she had cried to the right place. And the man of God said, "What do you want me to do for you?" That was an open check. And before the woman could open her mouth to speak, the man of God said, "What do you have in the house?" My God. And the woman said, "We don't have anything in the house except a pot of oil." It means that they had no furniture, they had no electronics, they had nothing in the house. But they had a pot of oil. And then, why would Elisha ask the woman, "What do you have in the house?" Because you see, at this time in the history of Israel, there were schools of prophets. And in the school of the prophets, the senior prophet or the president of the school will teach the younger prophets. And one of the things the prophets would do would be to give them oil and teach them how to use the oil. Are you still here? That was why when Samuel was going to anoint Saul, it was by the oil. When he was going to anoint David, God said, "Fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse." So when the woman came and said, "Man of God, I'm in trouble," Elisha said, "There must be something in your house. And that thing in your house is the answer to the problem that you are going through." That was why before the woman will ever speak, before she will ever say, "This is my need," Elisha said, "I know there must be something in your house. What do you have in the house?" And the woman said, "We've got nothing, but we've got a pot of oil." And Elisha said, "Yeah, I know you will have the oil in the house. I know the oil is in the house." Now listen to me. There may be nobody there for you this morning, but if you've got the oil, then expect, oh my God, a miracle. Are you still here for me? Are you still here with me? Elisha said, "What do you have?"
The woman said, we've got a pot of oil. Elisha said, fine. And Elisha, because of time, I don't want to go into all things. He told the woman what to do with the oil and to save the situation. But listen to this. The dead prophet was living in that house, and the oil was in that house, and the man entered into so much debt such that he died, and the oil was there. What happened to the prophet, the dead prophet, that the oil that will solve his problem was in his house? And he died. You know what? I believe that prophet died so quickly because of malnutrition and disease. Because the woman said, we've got nothing in the house. My God. How come a man can carry the answer to his problem in his house and yet the problem kills him? I think perhaps the prophet was sleeping in the school of prophets. Such that when Elisha was teaching them how to use the oil, he slept off. Or perhaps his phone rang and he needed to leave the class and go out and speak to a friend that was talking to her. And to him, and by the time he came back, Elisha had finished teaching on how to use the oil. And you know, today, many of us come to the house where the oil is. Because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you step into the house, you have come into the place where the oil is, because the oil represents, is symbolic of the anointing. And many of us step in, but before the prophet will teach us how to connect with the anointing, many are in a hurry to go. Many are in a hurry to answer phone calls. Many slip off. Hear me this morning. No matter what may be the situation in your life, you have come into the house where the oil is. You have come into the house where the anointing is. Can you look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor in the shoulder and say, the anointing is in this house? Oh my God. It seems that person doesn't like you. Look for somebody that likes you. Tell that person, the anointing is in this house. Oh my God. It seems that person doesn't like your face. Look for someone that likes your face and tell that person, the anointing is in this house. My God, the anointing is in this house, and that is why I believe this morning that yokes will be broken, that burdens will be lifted, that the sick will be healed, and lives will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Now listen to this. The woman went to Elisha for a reason. What was the reason? The Bible says, she said, man of God, help. Why? Because the creditor is come. Not that the creditor is going to come next week. The creditor is already waiting for me to take my two sons as bond servants. Now, in other words, the woman must return with a miracle. So it's not a matter of, well, maybe if it is the will of God, God will do it. If it is not the will of God, well, we just hold on and see what God will do. No, she had reached a point that she cannot return without a miracle. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Am I speaking to somebody in the house this morning? Is there somebody here this morning that have come to that point and is saying, Lord, I don't want to leave this house without a miracle. I don't want to leave this house without the anointing working for me. If you are that person, shout a believing amen. My God, my God. You know, by virtue of my job, I preach around a lot. I preach in several places. Every week I travel and I preach. I was preaching in Port Harcourt some years ago, 2003. And I was teaching on, talking about Samuel, when he was to anoint David. And he got to the house of Jesse. And Jesse brought all his sons. And Samuel said, "Are these all your sons?" They said, "Well, there is still one in the bush." And he said, "We will not sit down until he comes." And as I said that word, I said, "There is someone here. Because of you, they won't sit down." My God, one man in the congregation, one of the ministers, he's a Redeemed Church. The man ran to the front. He says, "Sir, I'm the one. They won't sit down until I come. They will not sit down until I come. They will not sit down until I come." So I brought the man forward. I prayed for him and his wife. And I told the church, "Stretch forth your hands to him. This man has got something." I was preaching in the Redeemed Church called Wisdom Chapel in a place called Elingu in Port Harcourt. The name of the pastor then was Pastor Yemi Oluyemi. And a week later, Pastor Yemi called me. This brother was working for Shell. And he was a contract staff. And that was the year that contract staffs were laid off by Shell. So he had lost his job. His wife has lost her job. And both of them were in the house doing nothing. In fact, that day, he came to church with bedroom slippers. It was an evening service. A teaching service, digging deep, Tuesday in the evening. And after that, Pastor Yemi said, the man left, and 3 days later, let's suppose 3 days, he got a call from Shell. That was the beginning of this militancy thing in the south of Nigeria. And Shell had given a contract to repair some of their pipelines to a contractor, and the contractor said, "I am not going to do that job except you bring Kensington." Now, Kensington today is a full-time staff with Shell. So, they had to look for him. The whole Shell in Port Harcourt didn't sit down until Kensington came. He got into that office and he called his pastor. He said, "In the last 1 hour I've been in Shell, they've changed my uniform. They've taken me to the canteen to eat. And I'm inside the helicopter right now flying to site." And you know what? That wasn't all. He had been laid off for months. All the salary for the months he was laid off was paid. Hear me, child of God. I believe that yours is the next testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has made you to cry into this house today, the anointing will reach you. The anointing will touch you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I may not have time to lay hands on you, but I know that the power of God is moving in the house. I was preaching for Pastor Charles Adekoke in Lokoja in their crusade of the Redeemed Church. And on the second night, the anointing visited the house. It was an open air meeting. While the preaching was going on, there were 3 girls that were born deaf. They began to hear. They ran to the front. Hear me this morning. Miracles are happening here. Yokes are being broken here. Lives are being transformed here. In the name of Jesus. If anyone's kids will go to slavery, it shouldn't be the pastor's kids. How come that the devil wanted to disgrace the family of the prophet? That the creditor came straight to the house of the prophet and was ready to take his 2 sons. That would be a slap on the anointing. Are you still here with me? That would be a slap on the anointing. And that was what Elisha said. What do you have in the house? Something needs to happen right now. Right now. Whatever the devil have planned to make you to be put to shame, I declare today it is overwritten by the blood of Jesus. You shall not be put to shame. Your family shall not be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? My God, my God, my God, I sense the anointing here this morning. Listen to this. When the woman did what Elisha told her, she came back and Elisha said something to her. She said, sell the oil, pay thy debt. Listen to me. I thought anointing is just to make people feel good in church and follow under the anointing. I didn't know that the anointing can pay debt. Are you still here with me? You might be having debts tonight that you need to pay. And you are saying, Lord, how do I pay these debts? By the reason of the anointing. Supernaturally, every debt shall be paid. Can I hear somebody shout a believing amen? Pay thy debt. One doctor in Port Harcourt, I was preaching at the Redeemed Church, Prince of Peace Parish, along Ajib Road, came to me and told me how he had taken a loan to build his private hospital and he couldn't pay back. And it has become a big embarrassment. And we prayed together. 3 months later, I was preaching in the same church. And this doctor was also one of the pastors of the church, came to testify that in 3 months, he didn't know where he got the money from. He paid what he couldn't pay in years. Hear me. Whatever debt you've been struggling to pay, by this anointing, I declare they are paid now. In the name of Jesus. The anointing could pay debts. Number two, the anointing could deliver from shame. Because the family was to be put to shame. The anointing delivered that family from shame. And number three, Elisha said, leave thou and your children of the rest. Sustain your family. The anointing can sustain. Listen to me. One of the graces that I've seen in my life, in all the places I preach around the world, is in the area of fruit of the womb and in marriage. I don't know how it works, but everywhere I go to preach, people get pregnant, people that want to get pregnant. And there have been occasions, even people stand in the gap for others, and then they also get pregnant. Oh, yeah. I've been in a school where I went to preach, and one of the teachers came to me and said, my friend and I, we got married 12 years ago. They are still looking for the fruit of the womb. So at the gate, we prayed together. And then a year later, I was in the same school. She told me that her friend got pregnant. She gave birth to twins. And she got pregnant also. And she has stopped having kids. Hallelujah. Amen. So you've got to be careful with that anointing today. If you are standing in for somebody, maybe that was what happened to my wife also. After 12 years. Oh my God. Hallelujah. So I was preaching in this church, and there was an elderly couple, they are in their 40s, believing God for the fruit of the womb, and I prayed with them and I left. And a year later, I was in the same church. And the pastor of the church was sharing with me, this happened in Golden Gate Parish of the Redeemed Church in Mile One in Port Harcourt. I love to give details of where all these testimonies happen. And you know, the pastor, Pastor Ben was his name at that time, told me the story of this couple. That when the woman got pregnant, the pregnancy appeared as if it would not hold. That for 9 months she was in and out of hospital. In and out of hospital. In and out of hospital. And you know, it was as if she was going to lose the baby. But the anointing sustained the pregnancy. Listen to me. Your body shall be sustained from sickness. Your marriage shall be sustained. Your business shall be sustained. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the reason of the anointing, you shall experience supernatural sustenance in the name of Jesus. Let me say this and then we pray today. Listen to me. Open up your heart. One of the things I see God doing in my life is creative miracles. I see blind eyes open. I see people walk on, you know, wheelchair and all that. I was still on Facebook this morning, and then it just popped up. One of the meetings I had in Malaysia, where we had a couple of people that were on wheelchair that were healed. So the thing just came up, you know, on Facebook, and then I decided to tag it. Now listen to me. Creative power of God will move in this place today. organs in your bodies that are faulty, God will restore new ones for you. Do you believe that? Oh my God. Oh my God. Organs in the bodies. Organs in the bodies. Organs in the bodies. Oh my God. Now listen to this and then I will pray with you. 2 Samuel chapter 1. In 2 Samuel 1, they had told David that Saul and his three sons have died in battle. Now we're talking of the anointing now. And you know, David had occasion to kill Saul. And he told his servants, don't touch him because of the anointing that is upon him. But David didn't know that the anointing had left Saul. He felt Saul was still anointed. So they called David and said, hey, Saul is dead. And David took up a lamentation. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, from verse 17, if you are there, I want you to read with me verses 17 to 21. It says, and David lamented with his lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son. And he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher, the beauty of Israel is slain upon the high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph. Now read verse 21 with me. And I want you to read it as loudly as you can. I want everybody in San Antonio to hear you this morning. Verse 21. 1, 2, go. Ye mountains of Gilboa. Let there be no dew. Neither let there be rain upon you. Nor fields of offering. For there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away. The shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. David was shocked that Saul could die. He said, how come Saul died like that? As if the anointing wasn't on him? How come organs of the body can decide to die as if the anointing is not on the body? How come wombs can decide not to reproduce? How come? David was shocked. He said, Saul died like someone not anointed. So anointed people don't die cheaply. You know, I've had occasions with armed robbers at gunpoint, pointing guns at me at night. But you know what? When the anointing is on you, the anointing disables the powers of death. Are you still here? That was why when Jesus Christ was in the house of Mary and Martha in John chapter 12. And the woman broke the bottle of alabaster and poured the oil on him. The disciples said, why is this waste? John chapter 12. What did Jesus say in verse 7? He said, let her alone. She has done this towards my burial. So the moment the oil came on the body of Jesus, that body couldn't die. So that was why. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and was quoting Psalm 16. He said, I've set the Lord always before me, for he's on my right hand. Therefore shall I not be moved. Therefore is my heart glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou shalt not forsake my soul in hell, nor suffer thine holy one to experience corruption or decay. So when the oil came on Jesus, his body couldn't decay. And listen to me, whatever is dead in your body, whatever is dead in your life, is coming back to life again today in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear you shout, Amen? My God, I was preaching for Pastor Lolade in California. In Los Angeles. And in the evening, we went to this church. It's a Latino church. And I was talking on the life of the anointing. And there was a man who was on, he was using a walking stick and he had one of his legs in a cast. And he walked in and sat at the back. He came in at the middle of the message. And when it was time for me to pray for the sick, I asked, if you are sick, come out. The man came out and he said, I have a testimony. Now, we've not prayed for the sick. He said, but I have a testimony. So I said, please, what is your testimony? Apostle Lord, there's a witness to this testimony. What was the testimony? He said, he's been a diabetic patient for years. And he said, you know, when diabetes stay after a long time, it affects the sight, right? So he went for surgery on his right eye. And he said, after the surgery, he became blind on the eye. And he said, he walked into church and sat at the back. And while the message was going on, he discovered that the blind eye began to see. Now, this happened. Pastor Lolade was there. He said, the blind eye began to see. He said, I had a fracture. And in that place, they put a cast. He said, I couldn't feel pain there. He said, but while sitting at the back, I started feeling pain there. What was happening? Life was coming. In other words, wherever the anointing gets to, it releases life. The life of God. The life that cannot be killed. That was why Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 47, when he was talking about the river that flowed from under the altar of the temple, he said, wherever the river flows, there shall be healing. And whatsoever thing it shall touch, wherein there is life, shall live. That is, whatsoever has been dead before, but now came under the anointing, it shall live. Last year, September, I spoke with Pastor when I came last year, September. I was in Arkansas to preach for one of my friends, Pastor Sam Adelushima, there. And on the Sunday of the meeting, the power of God came down. One of the students in that school, in that church won the Miss Something Something for the school the Saturday before the pageant, yeah. And, you know, the lady came out to share a testimony. She had a condition called scoliosis that affected her spine. And then the spine was a bit bent. She said when the word was coming, she felt like a warmth around her back. By the time she stood up, she said, I noticed that my gait has been restored to normal. Whatever is dying in your body today, I command life to flow to it. In the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet with me this morning. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Can you just speak a word to God this morning? I sense the anointing so strong, so strong, so strong, so strong in this place today. I sense the anointing so strong, my God. Tell him. Talk to God this morning. What is it in your body that must come back to life? What is it in your life that must come back to life? Which area of your life do you need the power of God to flow into? Are you believing God to be delivered from the shame, or to be set free from death, or to be sustained, or for life to flow into your bodies? Hear me, I sense the creative power of God in the house this morning. I sense the creative power of God. I sense the anointing of God in the house this morning. In the house this morning, talk to God. I give you 1 minute to talk to the Lord. 1 minute, 1 minute. Please, can you get on the keyboard for me and play strings on the keyboard? Play strings on the keyboard. I see people getting joints, new joints in their body. I see new liver, new heart, new kidneys being given to people, new eyesight. Oh my God, oh my God. I see God giving people fruit of the womb this morning. I see miracles happening. Miracles happening this morning, this morning, this morning, this morning. Open up your heart. Open up your heart, my God. If you are standing, join your hands with somebody on your left and on your right. My God, don't join across the aisles. Join your hands. Listen to this. 2 years ago, I was preaching in a city called Melaka in West Malaysia. And I prayed for the sick. And then I left. 2 days later, I left. I was going to another city called Johor Bahru to minister. And on the way to Johor, my host received a call. A woman drove 2.5 hours from Kuala Lumpur to Melaka for that healing meeting. And the woman already had her 2 kidneys gone. She was on dialysis. Then after that meeting, that night, she drove back to Kuala Lumpur. The following morning, she started having sensations that she could use the restroom herself, that she was okay. So she felt, no, this cannot be real. I've been on dialysis for years. So she said to herself that she's been on dialysis for years, and she felt this just can't be real. So don't let me be too happy. Maybe something happened. The second day, she realized again that she was using the restroom herself. She was passing urine. So she decided to go to the doctor to find out what is wrong with me. And the doctor checked her, and they did all the tests, and they told her, woman, we have your records with us, but we don't know what happened to you. Your 2 kidneys are working again. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. This morning is somebody's morning.
Amen.
The anointing is in this house. Have you told God? Have you spoken to God what you believe Him for? It might be a healing. It might be a deliverance. It might be the fruit of the womb. It might be restoration of organs in your body. I won't have time to lay hands on everybody, but I know this morning that miracles will happen in this place. My God, as you join those hands, lift them up to the Lord. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for the confirmation of your word, my God. Jesus, I just sense in my spirit, there are 13 individuals in this place this morning. God's hand is coming so strong, so strong. Some of you have not experienced something like this before, but it's coming so strong on you. Say with me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
a new anointing
upon my life,
now.
In the name of Jesus. Say it again, say, Father,
I receive
a new anointing
upon me
now.
In the name of
Jesus. Are you ready? Father, I ask this morning, let the anointing flow over this house, over this house, over this house, over this house. Let there be healing, deliverance. Let shame be wiped off. Let there be new organs to be replaced for everyone that has an organ issue here, organs failure here. For anyone believing God for the fruit of the womb this morning, let the hand of the Lord come upon you, come upon you, come upon you. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 7. And when I count to number 7, you will say, I receive a new anointing now in the name of Jesus. And as you say that word, the power of God will move like wildfire all over this place. Some people won't be able to stand. That's why I ask you to join your hands with your neighbor. Some people won't be able to stand. If you have people you are believing God for, mention their names. Their anointing will reach them wherever they are. My God, Lord, I ask this morning
for a confirmation of your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Are you ready, church? One, two, three, four, five. Oh my God, I just sense that fire all over me. Yes, he's there. He's there. He's there. He's there. He's there. Lord, I pray that you will open the eyes of your people. I see angels on both sides of the church carrying bowls in their hands. Oh my God. Oh my God. Something is happening to the choir right now. Oh my God, there are two individuals among the choir. The hand of God is resting on you. You are sensing like heat is moving all over you. Oh my God, there is a restoration taking place. Taking place. Oh my God. Taking place. Chikara. Jesus. Six. Jesus. Are you ready, church? Seven. That is it. That is it. Receive, 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 receive. Wherever you are, receive, receive that touch of God. Come and open up your heart. Let the anointing rest on you. Let it rest on you. Let it rest on you. Let it rest on you. Now, 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 now. All over this place. All over this place. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus, let it rest. My God, my God, if I were you, I will open up my heart. If I were you, I will open up my heart. There is a move of God's power in this house this morning. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Receive now. 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 In the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, something is happening all over here. Something is happening all over here. Can I have an usher here, please? Oh my God, something is happening all over here. There's a strong move of God's Spirit in this place this morning. Yes, yes, yes. Restoration. Aha, 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 aha. Take it. Jesus, my God, mekuto pete, ifreliku maningle no pata, yeku pastu peta, brenife tu peketi, lik pekoto shapa. Church, are you ready? My God, a total of 15 people have received instant miracles of healing in their bodies right now. Right now. Right now. Oh my God. There are two individuals here. You are like the case of that wife of the prophet in the scriptures. You need a divine hand of God this week. You know that this week it has to happen. Wherever you are, the hand of the Lord is coming on you right now. Right now. Right now. Oh my God. 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 Take it right now. Receive that divine intervention in the name of Jesus. My God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The anointing is just so strong here. It's so strong here. It's so strong here. If I were you, I would just release myself to God. Minu patala, eko prushte lefime kutopati, ikumbla darati, klish ombrik lenupete, ikumbri ashulek isup, brik lenundeklen doprin tasupetele, kesh
Potasia. My God. My God. You can loosen your hands right now. Check your bodies. 15 people received instant miracles of healing in their bodies. Whatever you cannot do before, I want you to do it right now. Do it right now. Receive your healing. Now, let the creative anointing of God rest on you in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Where are those 15 individuals? I saw 15 people healed. Check your bodies, check your bodies. There are instant healings for 15 individuals. Some you might need to go for a checkup with your doctor, but 15 individuals were healed on the spot. Check your bodies. Whatever you couldn't do before, I want you to do it right now. The power of God is still working. It's 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 still working. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. My God. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you praise. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. My God, I try to make sure I keep within the time frame. But listen to this. If you receive a physical healing, an instant healing, can I see your hands up? I saw 15 individuals. You receive an instant healing in your bodies, and you've checked right now. Check your bodies. Where are those individuals? Raise up your right hand. Yeah, we have one here. Yeah, there are 15 people. Whatever you could, don't just look around. Whatever you couldn't do before, come on, do it right now. 15 miracles of healing were released this morning. Where are those people? Raise it up, I need to pray for you. It's very important, I need to pray for you. Yes, wherever it is, I see one hand over there. Yes, come on, check it, check it. I don't need to call you out, there is no more time, but I need to pray for you. Raise up your hand wherever you are. Lord, I thank you for your healing power in the bodies of these your children. That healing is permanent. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, blessed Father. Amen. I prophesy over your life today, by the reason of the anointing that came on you, every debt is paid. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Every shame is taken away. Amen. I command breakthrough maritally. Amen. Marital breakthroughs, receive in the name of Jesus. I command healing in your bodies. I command breakthroughs for you. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for organs that you have replaced this morning. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Please, I will recommend during the week, go for a medical checkup. I saw organs in the body being replaced this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed in the house this morning?
Yes.
Say with me, the anointing is in the house.
The anointing
say it again, the anointing is in the house.
The anointing is in
come
the
on,
house.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Let's stretch forth our hands towards the man of God.